Helen, Abel Kapoor Christian has sent in an email and says, why do plants close their leaves or petals at night time?
That's a lovely question, and the word for it is nictinasty, is the word for plants that close their leaves and their petals sometimes at night. And they do it in different ways. It's rather nice. I don't know if you've ever seen clover. If you went out and looked at some clover at night, you would see that they've raised their little leaflets up and pressed them together, and other plants fold them downwards. We've already talked today a bit about light and how that affects organisms, and this plants also respond to light. They have a circadian rhythm, a body rhythm, an internal clock, if you like. And this does seem to have an effect on how they hold themselves. And the kind of the nuts and bolts of how it happens is a little thing, a joint-like organ at the base of the leaves. That's called the pulvini. They're basically little blobs of cells. And these can change shape based on the pumping of ions. So potassium and chloride ions get pumped in and out of different parts of these little organs. And then because of osmosis, water then shunts backwards and forwards and either pops these leaves up or squashes them back down again. And they seem, and that movement of those ions is affected by blue light in the daytime and by red light, which happens at more kind of dusk time and into the night. And we think it happens probably to protect themselves from getting cold. And in other cases, there are plants. Have you ever come across this fantastic thing in the tropics called sensitive shy grass? And if you touch it, it collapses instantly. And it's the same organ that's doing this, the pulvini, is the same sort of reason it's happening, but they respond to touch rather than to light. And they're really fun. So if you ever find them, you flick them and they just all collapse down. And they think that's so they don't get eaten by herbivores that come along.
Helen, thanks.